How to choose a transformational habit for your movement. Today you will discover how to determine the exact transformational habit that your magnetic movement is based on and the results that your transformational habit will get for people. My name is Kath Kyle and I lead the Hustle Less, Manifest More movement. I help entrepreneurs manifest more revenue by bending their belief system, practicing success rituals, and creating a movement using my proven dream business framework. So here's my get to know you question of the day. How are things with you with the pandemic? What's happening where you currently live in the world? Here in the UK, in Wales, we are at the stage now where we do have a little bit more freedom, but not a massive amount of freedom. Right now, we are allowed to form a bubble with two other households, which means I can invite my parents and my brother and his family round to my house at the same time, but I'm not allowed to invite anyone else round the house. So the kids can't have any friends over, and the kids can't go to any friends' houses either. So we have to wait for a nice day and then go and meet people outside. So thankfully we are allowed to meet people outside, which is good, but it is quite tricky to arrange day trips and things because all places require booking in advance. So you have to be very organized and you're not allowed to book big groups of people, so you can't really arrange kids' parties. You can't really book to go anywhere with anybody else because nobody's accepting big bookings. So really it's just a few people, like your immediate family or just a couple of friends, and you have to be very organized. It's very tricky to get in a lot of places because everything is so booked up because numbers are so low, because organizations are having to space people out and make sure everybody is safe and spaced nicely away from each other. It means that they are not allowed to accept many bookings. So I do feel bad for local businesses because they must be losing so much money right now. So we're trying our best to support them, but it is very tricky to even get our feet in the door right now. So it does feel very restrictive at the moment. It does feel like we don't have a lot of freedom to just go where we want to go and do what we want to do. But saying that, we have a holiday booked to go back up to Scotland at the end of this month, which is very exciting because we finally get to see friends and family that we haven't seen in about a year and a half. So the kids are so excited to see their old school friends from their previous schools. So that would be really good. And we also have a camping trip booked. So we are going to go and stay in a tent to see if the kids like it. We've not ever taken my son camping before. My daughter came camping when she was a baby, and when she was a baby, she didn't like it. She cried all night long and it was very cold and wet up in Scotland. So I'm hoping down here in Wales, the weather will be warmer and nicer, but you never can tell because it still is the UK after all. And my daughter and me have shared a tent before in our back garden up in Scotland, but because we lived under a flight path, the planes going over our heads were so loud. All these international planes, they would go very, very low down and all the way through the night, like every minute there was another plane going over our heads. So it was quite scary because you're just dropping off to sleep and then there's this really, really loud noise thundering over your head, which shocks you awake and scares you. So it wasn't the most relaxing camping, peaceful experience that you would expect from camping. So my kids really haven't experienced what proper camping is supposed to be like when you've got all the peace and quiet and the sounds of nature and it's just beautiful countryside. So we are so excited. We're going to go to West Wales and see some of the beautiful sights over there. So we can't wait for that. So yeah, just let me know what's going on for you. And do you have anything planned? Are you able to travel yet? Leave me a message by sending me a DM on Instagram @KathKyleOfficial. And I would love to hear from you. So how do you hook your audience with transformational habits? So the best way to attract attention in the crowded online space is to focus on helping people get immediate results for free with the use of transformational habits. And I'm going to show you exactly how to determine your own transformational habits that hook your ideal audience. So the number one mistake that people make when it comes to creating marketing materials is not to have devised a meaning behind their message. Just randomly posting to social media isn't enough to help you stand out in a crowded marketplace. And the best way to create a movement is to help people start a habit that leads them to want to buy your product. So the benefits of habit-forming movements are that when people create habits based on your movement, they will never forget you. You will also help people to get results even before they've bought your products. And when you create small wins for people, they want bigger transformations, and that's what your product will help them to achieve. And when people start new habits, they always share their new habits with other people, and this quickly spreads the word about your movement. And another good thing is that habits are hard to break. Once people start using your transformational habit, they'll be so invested in your brand, they'll be a true fan for life, and they will buy whatever you are selling because they will want to take their transformation to the next level by buying your products. I have done this numerous times myself, and it absolutely works. So how do we start a movement based on transformational habits? So if you can get a group of people to perform a habit on a regular basis, you've created a movement. And the best place to start when it comes to deciding what habit to create for your business is to start by looking at your paid offer. What transformation do you help people to achieve when they invest money in your product and service? And then now have a look at the habits needed to achieve this transformation. What would somebody need to repeat over and over again to get the best transformation using your product? And now you have found your transformational habit. And I'm going to show you some examples in a minute, so don't worry. So to create a movement, you are going to help people adopt this transformational habit for free. And you might be wondering, why would anyone invest in your product if you are giving them results for free? And let me tell you that people will still invest in your product because you give them enough information to get a small result, but not enough to get a big transformation. And there are actually three methods of creating a movement based on transformational habits that lead to sales. So I'm going to briefly explain the three methods now, and then I'm going to give you examples of each three methods. So the first method is you give them enough information to get a small result, but not enough information to get them a big transformation. So they can implement the habit for free without investing in your product. And because their transformation is small, they will want to invest in your product to get a bigger transformation. And this method reaches the largest number of people. The product they invest in next is better to be lower priced, leading to a higher priced product after that. So that's method number one. Now, method number two of starting a movement is that you give away the entire guide to the transformation for free, but to implement the method, they have to buy your product first. So you create a guide, a very detailed, in-depth guide if needed, and that explains exactly how to use the product, but the product costs money, so they have to pay for the product. And this works very well for higher priced products or for luxury items. And before investing in higher priced items, people often like to know what's involved in the process before they make that investment. So if you can give them that guide to start with, that will give them a lot of confidence that they know exactly what's involved in them using the product before they buy the product. So that's method number two. Now, method number three is that you invite people to join your movement for free, But to get the full instructions on how to create the habit, they have to buy your product first. And this works best for lower priced products, such as books or mini courses. So there is a lower barrier of entry to joining your movement. And I personally have tried all three methods, and I have seen the best results from method number one if you are starting with a lower priced product. So the best result is to get people to start developing a habit for free and then sell them a lower priced product that gives them a small transformation. And I have seen the best results with method number two if you have a high priced product. So if your product is quite a luxury item, quite a high ticket item, and you don't want to or can't lower the price of it, then I suggest you use method number two. Method number one is the method that will help you grow the biggest audience and help the most number of people. So let's look at some examples of how to do this now. So here is the method one example. So my example is that I created a transformational habit that people need to implement on a daily basis to lose weight in a healthy way. And the transformational habit is to drink green thickies. Green thickies are a homemade weight loss shake, and they do this for 1 to 2 meals every day. And the small results they get from drinking green thickies is they get an immediate boost of sustained energy without coffee, and they start to feel lighter and healthier. And to help them do this, I give away green thickie recipes and create challenges and mini courses for free. And the magnetic movement is to challenge people to drink green thickies every day. So after they get a small win, they want the next biggest result, which is to drop a dress size in a week. And to get this result, they have to buy my low-priced 7-day detox. So the product that gets people the biggest transformation is actually my weight loss membership called the Leaf System. And I give people 12 months worth of full meal plans to help them reach their ideal weight and drop 1 to 10 dress sizes. And these meal plans are based on drinking green thickies for 1 to 2 meals per day, but also having a healthy dinner at the end of the day. And all meals are made from scratch with natural ingredients. And along their journey, people are also recovering from debilitating health problems and supercharging their energy. And this is my highest priced product and the biggest result that I help people to get. So I lead people on the path of taking them from adopting a transformational habit, drinking the green thickies, and then they go on to buy my 7-day detox, which helps them get a small transformation, which is to drop up to 1 dress size, and then they go on to buy my weight loss membership, the Leaf System, and then they go on to reach their ideal weight. So habit number two, method number two. So the transformational habit that people need to implement on a daily basis to lose weight and to detox is to follow a protocol and apply detox essential oils to their areas of stubborn fat. So the small result that they get is to start losing weight and reduce cellulite by detoxing the stored toxins from their body. And to help them do this, I give away my petrochemical essential oils recipe, and I created petrochemical challenges and support groups for free. I basically give away the full protocol and the entire guide to the detox. So the magnetic movement is to challenge people to follow a petrochemical detox every day, and that is completely free. They get free access to the challenge, they get free access to the instructions, but to get any results at all, they have to first purchase specific essential oils, preferably from me. They might already have the essential oils, in which case they don't actually need to buy them from me, but most people will not have taken this challenge before, and they won't have done this detox, and therefore they will end up purchasing the essential oils from me. And after they get a small win, they are going to want the next biggest result, which is to drop a whole dress size. And to get this result, they have to buy another batch of essential oils to complete another round of the petrochemical detox. So the product that gets people the biggest transformation is to sign up for an auto shipment of essential oils every month. For my own customers, I give them a package of essential oils guides, courses, books, and access to our customer only support groups. And the aim of all of these free bonuses is to support people to continue to purchase more essential oils and to create orders that automatically ship every single month in return for discounts and free gifts. So that is method number two, which is based on giving a free guide, but people have to buy the product, which is the essential oils, to get any kind of results at all. So let's move on to method number three. So the transformational habit that people need to implement on a daily basis to manifest more revenue, customers, and confidence is to set 3G goals for their business. And the small result that they get from setting 3G goals is to implement the first step in manifesting business success, which is to make a decision about what they want for their revenue, their customers, and their own personal development. And to help them do this, I give away my 3G goals instructions, my goal setting masterclasses, and create business manifestation challenges and content for free. And the magnetic movement is to challenge people to set 3G goals every day. And although they can get results just by setting 3G goals on a daily basis, to get more meaningful results, they have to purchase my book called Stamp Goals. And once they purchase the book, they are welcomed into a support group and offered a 30-day Stamp Goals challenge as part of the book bonus bundle. And after they get a small win, which is that they've decided what they want to sell, they want their next biggest result, which is to create their first low-ticket digital product within 3 hours. And to get this result, they have to buy my Profitable Products Templates bundle. So once they have created their product, the next product that gets people the biggest transformation is to buy my signature course, Dream Business Product. And this product helps them to create their first profitable product, get students using it, and create a sales page and get it out for sale in less than 30 days. So I have shared 3 different methods of creating movements, and all of them are based on helping people to adopt transformational habits. So your brain might be working overtime right now thinking about what your own transformational habit is going to be. So I want to give you even more help in this area and give you a list of transformational habits that you could possibly use in your own business. And in future lessons, we are going to want to make this habit much more unique and put your own stamp on the habit. But for now, the very first step in the process is just to decide on your transformational habit or come up with a rough idea as to what your transformational habit is going to be. So here is a list of potential transformational habits that you could either adopt, or it's going to get your brain thinking about other ideas that could potentially work for your business and would lead to people wanting to buy your product. So here we go. Here's the list of transformational habits. Listen to hypnosis, meditate, do a workout, do yoga, follow a special diet, practice not complaining, journaling, breath work, sleep hygiene practices. In other words, getting to sleep better or sleeping more thoroughly or deeply. Cut out junk food, move your body more, change your personal care products for natural ones. Drink a healthy elixir or healthy drink or a smoothie or a juice. Start using essential oils. Batch cook all your meals. Plan a week's worth of meals in advance. Starting a gratitude practice. Cut out reading the news. Say affirmations daily. Declutter your space. Smile at yourself in the mirror. Do one nice thing every day for someone else. Or do one nice thing for yourself every day. Choose all your clothes a week in advance. Read a motivational book. Pray. Contact one person every day for your business. Create one new social media post every day. Write a to-do list. Log your spending. Log your sales. Do a morning routine. Do a evening routine. Have a digital detox slot. Or do a daily reflection. So I hope that's given you a big list of ideas that you could potentially adopt for your own transformational habit that you would lead people towards. So now you've decided what your transformational habit is going to be, would you like to know how to grow a tribe of millions with your message? So the best way to reach millions of people through your business is to start a magnetic movement. A movement totally puts your business on the map and creates a massive amount of desire for your products. I have reached multiple millions in my business by creating massive movements, and I am now revealing the secrets to my methods in my brand new masterclass. So what if I told you that you could create your magnetic movement in just 30 days using free, easy to use tools and get millions of eyeballs on your products? I am walking you through the exact steps to come up with an idea for your movement that will make your business unforgettable and make your message go viral. This masterclass worth $77 is called Moving Millions, and it's actually part of my Dream Business Movement program. But for a limited time only, I am giving you free access to it. So the information that I am sharing in this action-packed masterclass is so valuable, you are going to want to take notes. So you can get that by going to kathkyle.com/millions. And now it's your turn to go and put your stamp on the world.